Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Fernando. It's 9:02. I know I'm late. I'm 2 minutes late. So, what are you going to do? Well, nothing. Tonight is, Wednesday meltdown. You know why? Because there's a lot of things going on. That's why it's meltdown. Oh, man. We're going to have fun tonight. We have, a music lineup for you. We have sports recap, and hopefully Scooter will do a sports recap for tonight. If you want to join in, 347-884-8125, that is the number that you can call and participate. Just press 1, though, when you dial in. So 347-884-8125, welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show. Also in the chat room, we are going to be there. Just be there. Opening up right now. And basketball right there. That was pretty good there. All right. And so the chat room's up. So you can all come on in if you want to do that. And tonight we're going to be talking about, let me say something, what I want to say. And we'll go through the, pick it up. The phones are just flooding right now. No, not really. I only have 2 calls on queue, but hang on a minute. I am going to say what I want to say. Okay. All right, and here we go. Yes, we all enjoy freedom, don't we? Yeah, I do too. And you, everyone's just enjoying their freedom here in a country called America. And the way I see it, our government is assaulting the basic common sense principle that, that what America was founded on. And then freedom is just sleeping right through our fingers. So I'm national, I was not born here in the United States. I was born in the Philippines, but I'm an American citizen. I work here. I have family here. And I'm enjoying the freedom that I'm having right now. Freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom of that. And it's just, it's freedom. But like I said, the way I see it, freedom is slipping right through our fingers. Okay, the forefathers or the founders, they risked everything, including their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, so they could start this little experiment called the country America. Only in America. So I thought it was going, it's going very well. Yet here we are, ready to trade in the very freedoms that made us great. So they're like, other people like, Chris Dodd can have more power. So that Obama can rule the auto industry. So that Team Geithner can avoid paying taxes in this time, get away with it, and so on and so forth. So government can tell you what foods you can and you cannot eat, and the worst part is all happening because we keep empowering and rewarding the same old D-bags with the re-elections victory over and over and over and over again, again and again and again and again. It's just like Venezuela. It's on the record for the past 232 years, we've seen a gradual decline in the moral character of our elected officials. How would George Washington himself, a man who actually turned down a presidential salary and preferred being called, quote-unquote, Mr. President, over other 2 majestic-sounding titles, react if you could see the current state of American politics today? extempore pie, but what Senator Boxer did a couple of weeks ago, or a month ago, something like that. That the recent hearing, Boxer had a gall to scold a brigadier general for not referring to her as senator. Oh, you guys probably remember that. She said, quote, "I've worked so hard to get this title. Don't call me ma'am, call me senator." What the heck? Americans are fed up with the elitism and arrogance inside a beltway, you know, the politics way and stuff like that. So the average person in America earns about, what, $45,000 a year? Something like that? Lower? While the average federal employee earns $73,000 a year, take that. That's with no million-dollar salary to boost the average. Plus all those nice perks like great health care, pension plans, an easy work schedule, and low expectations. Politicians used to work for the people. Now the people are just a mere annoyance. I am sick and tired of this. For example here, take Representative Jim McDermott's office manager, for example. She recently got into an email spat with a constituent over being called Liz, quote unquote, instead of Elizabeth. Mercifully, after 19 emails, several lectures on proper name calling etiquette, the matter was settled. You all remember this probably, or you guys are a little too young, or probably not paying attention or just plain don't care. But you gotta open up your eyes, open up your ears, and see what's going on around you. Do not lock yourself in a balloon in a box. You gotta go outside and, you know, see what's going on. Hey, what's going on out there? So that's what's going on lately, and this with the Sotomayor for the Supreme Court and all that, and see what she has to say about abortions and, you know, bear the right arms and stuff like that. But anyway, all of those politicians, conservatives, whatever you want to call that, liberals, Democrats, Republicans, I've been working so hard. Me, yes, I do. But I'm just going to lay low. Because I think whatever you do to that, you know, company, for people or whatever like that, they're not going to care. It can be replaced. You can just, like, a dot that can be erased and put another dot on. So work for yourself, people. The government's not going to help you. You're going to help yourself. That is time. That is right. So it's time to remind our arrogant, out-of-control politician in Washington, D.C., or even locally. Well, who's there not actually work for? You know, they don't work for us anymore. So we have to stand up. We the people! Because the people, we gotta, you know, look up for each other. But, you know, on the good side, I still believe people are starting to wake up. I've seen it firsthand with amazing turns out of what they called the tea parties. Ooh, what is that? Some of you as liberals don't probably oppose to that. And the massive respond to the 912 Project. You can go to the 912project.com and to the Common Sense, the case against an out-of-control government. There's a lot of little sections out there or little groups that keep an eye or monitor the White House or politician. You need to go there and volunteer. Stop waiting for those politicians to make everything right for you, people. All right. We are going to go into the to the switchboard. Back to the switchboard, Batman. Here we go. Let me open up for you. And let's welcome everybody. And here we go. It's a royal welcome, by the way. I'm going to welcome my co-host real quick, 3797. Don, go ahead. Yes, you are online at Fernando Poniente Show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you want me to tell you what's new?
Oh, yeah, what's new? What's going on? What's up? What's shaking?
Yeah, I know, you can be replaced, you know, at a job and stuff like that. That's why it's good to kind of have your own business or at least a plan B. You know, I'm thankful that Lord gave me a plan B, like with the only franchise independent distributor with Market America. You can check that out at shoppingsuperhighway.com if anybody wants a plan B, because my husband was actually let go. I mean, he had a, like, high-up position, but, you know, I due to whatever, something like kind of jaw-dropping or, you know, kind of like, wow, for that one reason they let him go, you know, with no explanation.
Right.
But, you know, then again, in Wisconsin, we have, like, a free will. They don't even have to have a reason to let people go. But it's just a reminder that, you know, just because you make, I mean, if you make a lot of money, it doesn't mean you have to live up to that, you know. It doesn't mean that you have to exceed your limits or get right there, you know. If you make, like, a lot of money, you shouldn't, like, get into debt, you know, where you're barely making it every month, you know.
Right on.
Like, emergency. Because, you know, I mean, there might not be a job paying that much in the future for you, you know. So
for you young people out there, college school is a good and everything for your experience, but do not count on that if you're going to want to make some money. Okie dokie dokie. Let's get the other one, 9957. I think this is Winston's pit. Come on right in.
You are correct.
See? I knew it.
You knew it. I don't know how.
What's new? What's shaking? What's up?
This is funny. Listen to this. A 51-year-old man told police officers he was naked in a cemetery because he had taken off his wet clothes after checking out his in-law's grave. They wanted a closer look at some flowers. The officer was off duty and jogging through the Richfield Cemetery in Urquhart Cemetery Sunday afternoon, and he tracked the man down by getting his license plate. Now, you know, he was found laying in his bed half naked. Talking about the
was any alcohol involved on that?
I don't know. I wonder if it's the same man that was in that dental office.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy. All right, maybe that's the same guy.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, he woke up and there you go. That's probably the same guy. Now we know where this guy, what is that? What's the town? What country? Is that here in
the United States? Yeah, it was in the United States. It was in Elkhart, I guess you would say, Elkhart.
Elkhart, yeah.
Whatever that is, whatever state that is.
Timbuktu somewhere.
Yeah.
Strange. That's interesting. It's just like, man, you know, I'm speechless. We're going to talk about this Wisconsin court prices. The Wisconsin court, you know, here in Wisconsin, prices a drunk concert goer. You hear about this? Let me read off the news for it to you. So an Illinois teen knew he was too drunk to drive home after the Dave Matthews Band concert. This is happening in south of Milwaukee. So he fell asleep in the car and only to be awoken by a state trooper, you know. The dude's name's Travis Peterson from Dixon, Illinois. He's 19, not even 21 yet. Said even though he told the officer he was drunk and sleeping it off, the trooper ordered him to leave because the lot was being cleared. Once out of the parking lot, Peterson was arrested for drunken driving. He was subsequently found guilty and ordered to spend 60 days in jail. A Wisconsin appeals court on Wednesday commended Peterson for doing the right thing by trying to sleep it off and said the trial court was wrong not to let him argue the police had entrapped him. The state had argued successfully at trial that people who choose to drink too much can argue they've been entrapped when stopped from drunken driving. Can you believe that? The Second District Court of Appeals disagreed. However, drinking alcohol to excess, while inadvisable and unhealthy, is not unlawful by itself. That's what the appeals court said. It did not address the fact that Peterson was underage. Peterson attorney Andrew Mishlov That's a nice name. Andrew Miss Love said it was irrelevant given the other issue at stake. Oh boy! So kind of the court praises drunken concentration. Yeah, you can all kind of telling them like you can go. Oh, it's okay to get drunk even though you're not 21, as long as you just sleep it off. Sleep it off. What do you think of that solution, Pitt?
I don't know. Like I said before, I mean, he was drunk for one thing, and then turned around and got in the vehicle. That was stupid itself.
Yeah, exactly. So I know you you kind of reach in for that old grandpa's cough medicine once in a while, and get it. I don't know if you have one. No. Joke. But yeah. So let's hypothetically, you're not 21 yet. Got drunk at a party, I said, I'm going to go sleep just in the car. And then suddenly just woke, someone woke you up and said, hey, you're drunk. Get out of here. Well, I'm just, sleeping it off. I'm 19 years old. I mean, wouldn't you like, as an officer, officer of the law, would have given you, the individual sleeping in a freaking car drunk, ticket or citations? You know what I mean?
I would think a citation, but I would ask him where his parents were. Why would his parents let him do this? That's what my first, if he under
right.
his drinking, what?
Oh yeah, there you
thinking?
Go. Call the parents. Like, let me see your, you're 19, whatever. Give me your ID. What? Let's call your parents. Now, Don, what do you think? I don't know who pulled him over after he drove off out of the parking lot, but. Now the court says, they kind of pardon him and actually praises him for just sleeping it off.
Yeah.
The thing is, what do you say to this? What say you?
I think he shouldn't have been drinking, but it was the after effect that he was drinking. So I think that it's good that he was trying to sleep it off. Maybe he realized he made a mistake. Being underage drinking. So he was trying to fix it by not getting into an accident, So I think that, he should maybe get a ticket for underage drinking, but not for, being pulled over. He should have just, the cops should have cared more about the guy's safety and other people's safety. He probably, the cop was maybe at the concert, but they were clearing the parking lot, so he probably... figured that the parking lot was empty or something, maybe. I don't know. It wasn't there. And he probably called one of his partners and said, hey, this person's going to be pulling out of the drive, the parking lot drunk. So they were ready right away, so that he wouldn't put everybody in danger.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe that the, the court sees that, wait a minute, how come you didn't give him a ticket then, right there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why
they probably wanted to get their job done of clearing the parking lot, maybe. Maybe they have the job of clearing the parking lot. That was
right.
their way of thinking to clear the parking lot. But they could have just told him just as well out of the parking lot.
Right, exactly. Hey, Winston, how old is that dude that woke up with no shirts and pants on, naked? Is that a 19-year-old?
I was a 51-year-old man.
Oh, 50, oh, man, I thought it was going to be, it's like all tied up for that. Okay.
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah, there you go. He's probably, old for a couple hours.
Maybe.
So, yeah, it didn't make sense. So, you guys are looking for bed and breakfast events? You guys all, want to be adventurers and stuff like that. Well, how about bed and breakfast in jail? Huh? Missouri, the Hillsboro, Missouri. If you pay a certain amount, it doesn't. I think it was officials offering the public a chance to stay overnight on July 31st at the recently finished edition for $50 a person or $90 a couple. People can tour the new facility. This is the jail. Learn more about the facility, the jail, and stay overnight. They receive Jefferson County bed and breakfast T-shirts, snacks, and souvenir mugshots, whatever. They also include in a get out of jail free card. those who want to leave early have to give another $10 for leaving early, for early fee, whatever. And then everything is perceived as benefit of the county jail's maintenance fund. Wow, that sounds like you know, going to jail is fun. Is that something that we got to teach the kids? Sounds like, yeah. Would you try it, Winston Pitt? Let's say, you know, I want bed and breakfast. You go to the Hillsborough, Missouri. It's like, hey, do you want to really go to the cool bed and breakfast? Go to jail. Would you try that for $50?
For one thing, I want to know who's in that jail first before I go there. Right.
Right.
Second of all,
they share a shower with them, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Do you have soap and a rope?
Maybe. It would determine if they, you know, $50 to stay in a jail, I can go for free to jail if I want to.
Yeah, you'd be like on the right side. Hey, this cost me $50. Hey, I'm here for free. I just broke some windows.
Yeah, come get me.
I just slapped an old guy and they put me here in jail and, you know, yeah.
So maybe it might be a maybe.
Right, maybe. So Don, would you go and try it out?
Actually, there's a story I was thinking of. The town that I'm from, they used to have actually a hotel called jail. I was like, oh, it'd be neat to stay in that, you know, just curiosity and stuff like that. So I have big family, and so we had wanted to stay at those particular hotel or motel, and they actually put us in one of the jail rooms. And
no, this is jail theme, right? Not like actual jail. This is
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a jail theme, but it was February. It was cold, and the room was not in good condition, and I was just like, wow, I wish I would not have paid for that room. Or, you know, I was like, wow.
Right.
So it was not a good experience. So, I mean, if you really want to help out the jail, I think instead of staying in the jail, you know, teaching your kids that it's a good thing to be in a jail just because you're supposed, you know, quote-unquote, supporting a charity, just donate the money. You know,
well, that's what it's all. Everything is proceeded to the maintenance fee for the fund.
Yeah, you know, like, glorify staying in jail. You know, you don't want to be like. That's what I think. I think that you shouldn't be like, you know, make it look like it's a good thing to be in jail.
Right. Yeah. What stop you for like going there free? You know, so let's say breaking somebody's face and just going there for one night. Or even, like, you know, for a week. Would that be the same facility, though? Isn't that Winston?
I guess, but I would worry about, I've never broken nobody's face, and I don't want to try, but I don't know. Maybe, just still maybe.
Oh, okay. I wonder if that 51-year-old went to that same jail.
I wonder.
Is that North Indiana Seminary, I think? North Indiana?
Well, I just looked that up. Yeah, Elkhart, Indiana. This is it. I'm sorry to interrupt, but right down the road from where I live, in Severina, very small community. And you know how the gas pipeline, don't you? The gas pipeline, the big pipeline that runs through Alaska?
Right.
Well, one of it down here exploded. And,
oh my goodness!
Oh yes, it exploded, and one was killed and four was injured. One of the things that is amazing is that, you know, gas is flammable. I hope you would know that. But it's amazing how that fire did not travel all the way up back to Alaska and across the United States and blow up everywhere else. That would have been bad.
I know, isn't it? So where are you from again?
I'm from Taylorsville, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay, so you have pipes that run from the gas pipes. Exploded.
Yeah,
when did this happen today?
It happened today, around about 2 or 3. I didn't feel it from my house, but I got some friends that are like 6 miles away and said they had things falling off the walls. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I know.
Yeah, that is not cool when a pipe blows up like that. So, Well, we pray for everyone who got hurt to you know, be able to heal, to be able to recover from that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you know, stick around, Pistol Winston. Stick around, co-host Dunn. We are going to take a break. And hopefully when we get back, we have our sports recap and also the, you know, real estate update. What we're going to play right now is what they called, it's the Volunteer. They called Rock to Rock from the Volunteers. Volunteers, actually, we've been trying to get them on my show, but fortunately they are not able to. So in a couple of weeks, they might be here, Volunteers. So I don't have any confirmed things on that yet. But we will come back. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff also. PETA is actually suggesting a non-dairy Michael Jackson sculpture. What do you think of that? Huh? We'll talk about that more. And when we come back, this is the Fernando Poniente Show. Listen to the Volunteers Rock to Rock. Welcome back. This is Fernando again. Fernando Poniente Show. Welcome to my show. I had to cut those. I thought it was kind of bouncing back and forth. And you know, I just kind of cut the music off because it was just, you know, a little jumping up and down. But anyway, we're going to show us once go one. Caller 347-884-8125. want to call in, 347-884-8125, or hang out in the chat room, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Fernando Poniendi Show. It's right here, right on blogtalkradio.com. Let's welcome our guest for tonight, Winston Pitts. He's so smart, he is the smartest kid in Whoville. Winston, welcome back.
Yep, okay.
Also, we have my co-host, lovely as ever, Dawn from 3997. Welcome back. And you know, we have callers that are going to be calling in later on tonight to do a sports recap, and hopefully we'll get some real estate updates, you know. Because we it's all good to have real estate updates and everything, right? Right, Winston? Is that right?
Yes. Yay.
Yeah, yeah. So give me an update, because you know news like I know pimples. Give me the updates on that pipes. What's going on?
Okay.
Huh?
Oh, right. Well, we want the updates on the pipeline. Oh. Why did I watch it? Anyway, never ran.
What is the update on that? What is currently doing? I know. Let's pretend you're a CNN correspondent.
Okay.
We have the CNN's correspondent, Winston Pitts, down at the Mississippi. What is going on over there, Winston? What's where's the pipe located?
Probably around from my house currently, probably about within 16 miles. There's a giant crater that is 20 feet deep, if I've told, from this blast. One is killed, and also four are injured. They're headed to Atlanta burn unit. That is the closest burn unit since ours. Mississippi's burn unit was closed down. Don't ask why. I do not know.
okay.
But that's all I have really right now. I think the Taylorsville Volunteer Fire Department left. We have a volunteer fire department. I bet you're not used to that.
No, I'm not. Not really.
Volunteer. We actually have people that actually say, I want to be a fireman and volunteer.
Here, actually, we have to drag them out of the house.
That's what we have to do. I figured in Washington, y'all would actually have, like, people there.
Yeah. We have to root them out. You know, have to send dogs and stuff to get them out of the house. Otherwise, they won't. Just kidding.
We do have
volunteers. I'm sorry?
We usually send one of the locals around here to get them, go inside. Will you please go get them, please?
Please? I'll give you money.
Please?
Oh, man. So anything else besides what's going on, what's new with you, what's your next show?
That'll be tomorrow at 7. It's called the Early Late Show with Winston Pitts.
7 o'clock at night?
Yes.
Why do you call it Late Show? Late Show would be like 11.
That's why I said the Early Late Show. The Early.
Oh, okay. The Early, but it's a late show.
I know, but it's early, though.
Yeah. The Early Late Show. It's like more kind of a, you know, the late show, but it's early.
Yeah, we had prank call day. We found some.
Oh, prank call! I love prank call. Did you save them?
Huh? No, I did. Well, actually, it's on my radio. It's on I aired it. I learned how to three-way on the call on here, which to make it transmit on the radio. So I did that today. So it worked.
Mm.
Well, some of them. Some didn't really know me that much. You know, some I called, I just random numbers off Facebook. Most people I know is on Facebook. So after about 3 minutes, 4 minutes in the conversation, is this Winston? No. Who's Winston?
Let's get a local news here. Let's throw this local news in here real quick, and then we'll move on. We have there's a town right around from where I lived called Linden Station.
Okay.
Actually, they had a meeting, Linden Town Board, I had a meeting and addressed that, a slow-growing problem in town, and you know what it is?
What it is?
Take a wild guess.
Sewer.
A sewer?
Well, you know, when it comes to my mind, when a problem occurs and you have to get everybody in there, you know, usually the sewer or something like that.
Sewer. Don, do you know what it is? This slow, what they call a slow-growing problem? Don, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to think. Corn?
Okay. Huh?
Corn.
Corn?
Cars?
I said corn.
Corn.
No. Get this. The Linden Station, you know, town board had a meeting and addressed the problem. As the board was looking over building permits at its meeting, it questioned whether permits applied for by Sig Pubel and Robert Smith should be approved. Now, here's the thing that's going on here. It's the problem, the garages without houses. Apparently, a lot of garages is popping out of the nowhere without houses. So they said, if there is not a house, do we want to allow it? That's what the chairman's Pat Mitchell asked and his supervisor. Apparently, it's a big problem here. Real quick, we're going to go into the phones. Real quick, your comments on that, Winston. What do you think? Is that a problem? Houses with no garage?
Like you said, it's a slow-growing problem. It could actually become a big problem. But right now, I'm glad the town is taking action right now because it's slow right now. But if it keeps building up, you know, to a point where that it, you know, can't do
it's
it no more.
Garages with no houses.
Yeah.
that's a big problem. So what do you think, Don? What do you think? I mean, do they need a building permit for it, you know, to erect anything like gazebos or anything like that with so-called, you know, a garage? Do they need that? Do you know?
I don't know, but, I mean, I guess, like, they might think that, first of all, somebody, like, nowadays, if somebody's building a garage with no house, maybe they're doing it because it's cheaper than building a house.
Right.
You know, and they're
probably
concerned that there's going to be a family living in one room. In the
right.
Bathroom outside or something. That's probably what
you're
talking
about. Yeah, or in the garage.
About. Yeah. Exactly.
It's 9:40 in the hour, and we are going to the phone. Actually, we have whoever's going to pick it up over here. We have 4850. I think this is Scooter. Scooter, you there?
Yeah,
you are. This is Scooter. He's going to be doing our sports recap, and he is awesome. Sports. Scooters know sports like I know sports. Doesn't it make sense? All right, here's your intro, Scooter. And, you know, I'm not going to give you a role intro. You know, I'll give you the news intro. Here we go.
All right.
What you got?
Okay, well, starting out with football tonight. Free agent Brett Favre now has a deadline to let the Vikings know by July 30th whether he's going to play there. He was quoted, there's 2 weeks left and I'm doing everything I can. I was down here Sunday morning working out and I'm trying to get everything where I feel 100% when I can go in. I can't go in any less. When you're 39 years old, it's hard enough, but it's getting there, unquote. And that's what Favre has to say after 18 seasons.
Wow. Well, let me comment on that real quick before you move on. Well, yeah, it's you know, I like Brett Favre. Don't you, Winston, you like Brett Favre? I mean,
yeah,
we all like him, right? We love him.
From here, you know, why shouldn't I?
Yeah, Mississippi, there you go. The thing is, you know how, like, they tell you, like, you know, you got to learn when to quit. I mean, he's done good things, great things. I think he's got to leave where, you know, while he's still ahead. You know what I mean? It's like, don't go out there, you know, like, and be injured and, you know, kind of ruin all his reputations, you know. So my comment to that is just, I think he needs to, like, really think about this, you know. Really think about that before going to Minnesota, because who's over in Minnesota anyway? That's, you know, I'm sorry, but that's my just opinion. So, go ahead, Scooter, move on.
Okay. Baltimore Ravens linebacker Terrell Suggs, along with newly signed Kansas City quarterback Matt Castle have both agreed to six-year, $63 million deals with their teams, making Suggs the highest-paid linebacker in NFL history. This contract will keep Castle with the Chiefs until at least 2014.
Wow, yeah. What do you say to that? I mean that's something, you know, other players are still complaining for that, but
it's a lot of money.
Anything else with that, Scooter?
With football, no.
No, what's going on with baseball?
And baseball. Well, on Monday night, Home Run Derby. It was the 24th Home Run Derby in All-Star Long Ball history. And it was kind of a surprise. A lot of people expected Albert Pujols, but it was none other than first baseman of the Brewers, Prince Fielder.
Yay, the Brewers. Let's get them clapping enough. So, come on, let's go. There you go. Like, hey, my goodness. All right, enough.
And he launched a total of 10,087 feet worth of home runs into the Missouri stands with 23 homers altogether.
Oh, wow.
Afterward,
did he beat any records or anything like that?
I'm not sure.
No records were beat or anything like that. No Sammy Sosa. I remember Sammy Sosa when he was like, and he flat out in the way out in the field there. But,
yeah, that was
anyway.
Only a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah. Anything else?
Afterward, he said, "It's pretty cool to actually win one. As a kid, you never think you'll win one. You just want to be in one. So winning the Derby is kind of like a dream come true."
Wow. Yeah, it is. It is a dream come true for all of them. So what do you say to that, Winston? Comments?
Well, that's who I picked to win the Home Run Derby. I was predicted to hit him like 40 home runs, but I don't know how that missed there, because he swings hard. Every time he goes up there, he swings hard. No matter, he says in batting practice, I've watched him in batting practice before, and he swings like he would in the game. Home runs, swings, every time.
Right. He's not supposed to be like that, though. I mean, just don't swing the bat, man. You got, every time you swing it, you got to, you know, feel it. You got to feel like you're going to make a home run. Now, we're are you all set then, Scooter, or do you have more?
Yeah, I have more.
Okay, go on. 2 minutes.
Last night, another victory was scratched up for the AL All-Star team. That's 13 wins in a row now since 1996. They have not been beat. After President Obama's opening pitch, things just went downhill for the National League team. And after Prince Fielder's RBI double with two outs in the second, the AL Parade of Aces forgot to give up another hit for the next 18 hitters. The loss was charged to Heath Bell, and another win was added to the AL streak.
What do you think about that, people?
Oh.
All right. That's cheesy. All right, well, we're going to have a real estate update here in a minute. Thanks, Scooter. Man, you did great. It was just play. Hang on, okay? We'll come back to you in a minute also. Now, we have 3448 on the line. Who is this? Is this Nate Dogg?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. What's going on Mad Town? What's going on?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot, huh?
Nope.
Nothing, nothing exploded like in Mississippi or anything like that?
I know, nothing exploded yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday. What exploded over there?
Pop blonde.
Yeah, there you go. Give us the real estate update, man, real quick.
All right. Since the last time we talked last Monday, there's been 809 new listings come to the South Central Wisconsin Multiple Listing Service. and 348 have moved into the sold category. For the mortgages, 30-year fixed rate is actually up this week to 5.36 up from 5.32 last week.
Yes.
A 15-year fixed is 4.35 down from last week at 4.94, and a 5-1 ARM is at 4.45 down last week from 4.52%.
Not really looking good there. What do you say to that?
The interest rates are actually they're still good. They're under 6%.
Okay.
Which is good rates. So I mean it's not crazy. And obviously the market's active because earlier this summer they were all in the fours and now they're in the mid fives. And people who are looking to buy obviously can take advantage of the $8,000 tax credit and get really good house prices as well as good interest rates. And the Federal Reserve expects them to be in the 7% average in a year or so. And that's where they're going to stay for a while. They're just trying to keep them down as long as possible to get as much activity out there. So look for the
that
lower
is good.
For the end of the summer.
That's really good, man. I mean, that's what do you say to that? Hey, Don, you got a comment for that?
That's pretty good interest rate. Just in about that, you know, that's a good interest rate. That what would be the benefit of getting an ARM? Do you see a benefit in that?
People who are just looking to buy and then move on, like they're just buying a house for a couple of years and they want to move, or if they want to buy a house and refinance it, but it would be silly to do that right now because a fixed rate interest loan is under 6%. It's only at 5.3. I mean, that's still a really good rate. It'd be stupid because you're not going to be able to refinance in 5 years to anything lower than that.
Okay. Mm.
So hypothetically, you have pipelines around your town and it exploded. Would that lower your would that lower the market?
It would, I would say yes.
Oh,
like
my goodness.
Exploding pipelines.
Winston, that's not looking too good in your area there.
Great.
What do you think? So anyway, thanks a lot for doing that, Nate. You can find Nate on starcom.com/NateMathis, correct?
Yes, you can.
Okay, you can also find him on Facebook. He's the real estate guru around here in Madtown, Madison, Wisconsin. If you guys are looking to buy a house or own a house or want to sell a house, contact Nate. Scooter, what do you think? What do you think of Farb, man? Farb's going to be, is he going to take that job, or what do you think? What's your opinion?
I think he's going to, unfortunately.
So, I mean, what about despite of his, like, you know, previous injuries and all that? Do you think he's gonna do better than you know, last year?
Well, he said that after his injury, he now had surgery and feels that he's up to it. But I'm not quite sure, so.
Yeah, we all see. We have to cross our, you know, fingers on now because it's just, again, you know, really, you know, he's really now to the point that's like, you know, he's fragile, you know what I mean? He's not as tough as, you know, 10 years ago like he was. But still, that's Favre. I hope he's, you know, he can make it and find the strength and find the momentum to, you know, carry that Vikings all the way up to, you know, Super Bowl. If he can do that, hey, you know, you got like another 5 more years ahead of him. You know, you agree, Pinston? Pinston, I mean, Winston.
It's not funny. Yeah.
You call you Pinston. What is it to think of Pinston? So, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I figured he would probably come back like he always does. He always come back. Oh, I'm not going to come back. End up going back.
So, okay, and in other news, we got a couple of news here, squeeze in here. Actually, PETA, you know, you remember you guys know PETA, the P-E-T-A? They actually suggest non-dairy Michael Jackson sculpture. So this is happening in Des Moines, Iowa. People for the ethical treatment of animals have come up with an idea for sculptures. The lady's named Sarah Pratt in the Iowa State Fair. Instead of using butter for a Michael Jackson sculpture, how about a non-dairy spread, they said. Official with the pair known as a butter cow, announced that after Jackson's death that that they also would display a sculpture of the King of Pop, quote-unquote, last Wednesday. They said that they would let the public decide in outland ballot. So they're going to let the, you know, people to decide, you know, would you like a non-dairy Michael Jackson or a dairy Michael Jackson? Put a yes or no. So meanwhile, PETA recommends using something called Earth Balance, which is described on that other body spread if there's a Jackson sculpture. Is that one of those things again you can use for like for Fabio? Is that, I can't believe he's not butter. Not Michael Jackson. So what do you think, Tinto? Let me go to you first. Non dairy or dairy butter for Michael Jackson? Say yes or no. Taking a vote right now. Winston.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
You called him Pinto first.
Winston. Pinto is the other guy. Pintos are usually the... Did I call you Pinto? I said Winston. I got all mixed up.
Pinston Cut, Winston the Stadium, something like that.
Yeah, I called you like Pinston. Between Pinto and Pinston. So what are you, like, yes or no? I mean, you know, butter or non-dairy? Dairy or non-dairy for Michael Jackson sculpture? Quick.
Dairy.
Dairy, why? Quick.
Don't know.
Don, dairy or non-dairy?
I
don't
just
care, all right.
The PETA wouldn't like the Butterfest then.
Well, that's besides the point.
Anyway, I think it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Non-dairy, or if you're going to make a sculpture of Michael Jackson, non-dairy or dairy? Nate. Real estate guy.
Nate.
Everyone's sleeping.
Nate.
Mathis. Dairy or non-dairy? Dairy? All right. We'll put dairy for Nate Mathis. All right. Well, Scooter, what do you think? Dairy or non-dairy?
Dairy. I don't know. I'd have to go dairy, I guess.
All right, you won. Next time you won an unlimited supply of dairy Michael Jackson spread. I sculpted little Michael Jackson's dairy spread in your house. What do you think of that?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to a Scooter. Scooter, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, you are, dude. Yes, you are. So one more time. So what's Pinto? I mean, if I keep calling him Pinto. Is Pinto here? Because this is jinxing. I don't know if Pinto's right here. Now, no Pinto here. God, Pinto, I'm going to remind me to slap you upside the head the next time I see you, which I do not see you. But, okay, we have actually running out of time over here. Let's give it a last thought. Winston, go ahead. Give you 30 seconds. What's up?
Nothing.
All right. When's your next show? Pinch your next show.
7 tomorrow. The
seven
early
tomorrow. The early, early, late shows.
Yeah.
Winston Fitz on blogtalkradio.com, correct?
Yes. Perfect.
All right. Done. 30 seconds. What you got?
Anything you need except for a real estate shop in superhighway.com.
All right. That's all right. Nate Mathis. What do you got, 30 seconds?
I don't really have any last thoughts. I'm sorry.
he just blanked out. People, listeners, how they can find you besides your home?
Find me? Oh.
Yeah, find you. Like a website, any website, Facebook, anything like that where you usually hang out?
Stockholms.com.
Stockholm.com/ Nate Mathis. Can find you over there. Okay, Scooter, what you got?
For what?
Wow. That's it for now for everyone over here. The Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. This is Fernando. You have been... what do you call that? Slapped and upside the head with the Fernando Bonini show tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Friday. What am I talking about? Friday, exactly. Join us again on 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can call 347-884-8125. This show is brought to you by the shopinsuperhighway.com. And one more thing. One more thing. Oh, hold on a second, people. I'm not done here. Let's do that again. All right, Friday, join me at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Oh, these people in the chat room. Let me close that. All right. Now, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to be have Gerald Muse. He's going to be here. He's actually doing, you know, he does makeup for the models and supermodels and, you know, Playboy bunnies and stuff like that. So you might want to hang out with him. He's a cool guy to hang out with. So I'll see you on Friday. Just throw me some limp pantalones.